Listening Library presents Goonie Bird Green by Lois Lowry. Read for you by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. There was a new student in the Water Tower Elementary School. She arrived in October, after the first month of school had already passed. She opened the second grade classroom door at 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning and appeared there all alone, without even a mother to introduce her. She was wearing pajamas and cowboy boots and was holding a dictionary and a lunchbox. "Hello?" Mrs. Pigeon, the second-grade teacher, said. "We're in the middle of our spelling lesson." "Good," said the girl in pajamas. "I brought my dictionary. Where's my desk?"
"Who are you?" Mrs. Pigeon asked politely.
"I'm your new student. My name is Goonie Bird Green. That's green with a silent E at the end. And I just moved here from China. I want a desk right smack in the middle of the room, because I like to be right smack in the middle of everything." The class stared at the new girl with admiration. They had never met anyone like Goonie Bird Green. She was a good student. She sat down at the desk Mrs. Pigeon provided, right smack in the middle of everything, and began doing second-grade spelling. She did all her work neatly and quickly, and she followed instructions. But soon it was clear that Goonie Bird was mysterious and interesting. Her clothes were unusual. Her hairstyles were unusual. Even her lunches were very unusual. At lunchtime on Wednesday, her first day in the school, she opened her lunchbox and brought out sushi and a pair of bright green chopsticks. On Thursday, her second day at Water Tower Elementary School, Goonie Bird Green was...